My guest is Felicity Huffman. She got 11. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She's due next week. My guest is beach erosion and accretion expert. And now we're going to have to add the sea-dwelling kelp and two-spot octopus and condos for the octopus expert, Michael Rattray. So we want to talk about this this shorter segment about rock revetment and how that ties into the debris flow we had, which just amazed me with all the restrictions we have. And I know we were under the gun, but they just kept dumping stuff in the sand and the beach. And we have the Coastal Commission that you can't put up a beach umbrella without getting a permit from the Coastal Commission. And then suddenly they were just dumping everything into our oceans and on the sand. And I was like astounded, because what they were dumping was all this debris flow that was catching toxic things. And it was, I don't know. I mean, we were all under the gun, but it seemed like we got to land somewhere. Couldn't they have gone anywhere else? They didn't ask you?
They didn't ask me.
All right.
All right. That's a mouthful. So if I could, let me see if I can summarize. Friends of Goliad Beach Park, which I'm a member of, which represents as much as anything those 1.4 million visitations or visitors annually that come to Goliad Beach Park, which is the largest park in the system for the county of Santa Barbara. So it has a lot of visitors and a lot of people that love that park and that beach. Me being one of them, being retired, I go there almost every day. Our philosophy has always been, and until there's a reason to not have that park and beach, then we should do everything in our power to save that property, just like any property that you have. There's the other side that says we need managed retreat, and that goes not just here in this county, but up and down the state. And so that's something that all owners, municipals, or private property owners have had to deal with for probably about the last 10 or 12 years. Managed retreat is get out in front and start doing your planning now. Pull your assets back, because sea level rise is coming and coming fast. And I'm not here to argue that one or the other, but you certainly need evidence. And what I'd like to do with our audience today is just remind them that one of those government agencies that does this type of monitoring and presenting this information to the general public is NOAA. And I think our audience knows what NOAA is. It's a federal agency. And what they do here in the state of California is they have buoys up and down the coast. And there's, I don't remember the exact number, but there's dozens and dozens and dozens. We have two of them here in our county. The closest buoy that we have, and it monitors many things, the rise and fall of the sea level itself, the water temperature, currents, waves, et cetera, and all the kind of things that they can measure. But what I will share with you is, to me, that's the most factual thing we can do for Santa Barbans, is have NOAA out there and reporting on a monthly basis what's happening with the sea. Is it going up and down? So what I'm happy to report, and this is just factual, and I can tell them exactly what the website is if they want to know. But just to summarize, is since that buoy's been there since the mid-70s, the average sea level rise, and we're talking, is that, I can't do my math, but that's close to 45 years, is 1 millimeter a year average. So because us guys never went to school and understood the metric system as well as we should have, we certainly don't recall those conversions to inches and feet. Let me do that comparison for you. So 1 millimeter a year average represents 0.04 of an inch average a year.
Wow.
So because you have an air factor in anything, and NOAA also recognizes that, the first thing they'll tell you on their site is that they're 95% confident that the buoys that are doing these measurements are accurate, up to 95%.
And let me just interrupt you. If someone wanted to research this, NOAA is N-O-A-H?
N-O-A-A. So it's...
N-O what?
Let me give your audience the entire... Okay, it's called... It's all one word. Tides and Currents. NOAA, N-O-A-A. .gov.
Tides and?
Currents.
And currents.
.NOAA, N-O-A-A, .gov. And then you could go into any buoy that they have in the state, and you can
Okay.
Click
okay.
on but it. But and the then it'll give you the data that
the important thing is it's NOAA, N-O-A-A, and I'm sure if you Google that, you'll find the website. It's a .gov, N-O-A-A. I will add that I was down in Carpinteria talking to someone. There's a vacant parcel for sale on the ocean side of the railroad tracks, and I was talking to a planner, and they told me that due to their projections that in 40 feet the ocean will rise 1 foot, which is, you know, if in 45 years it's only gone, you know, 400th of an inch per year. And he said they were worried about that. And I said, well, has it risen? And he said, no. And one of the reasons, even though it has risen, the land has also risen. You know about that?
Yes,
he had a
very much.
Fancy name for that. What's that called?
Yeah.
Earthrise?
Yeah. I don't know what they call it. Well, it's the...
It's countering the...
It's the Pacific plate hitting the North American plate. We all know about the San Andreas Fault. It's basically the rising of the Pacific plate. And we're pretty much on the Pacific plate. And that rises over time.
Okay, so you're bringing this up about what's happened with NOAA because...
Because what I want the audience to recognize, and again, this comes from the NOAA site, is that in our Santa Barbara Channel, our sea level is not rising. Over that 45-year period, that's 2 inches. So what the through the IPCC, through the United Nations, and that's where, from a world standpoint, that's where a lot of the reports get fleshed out and then are used... for governments to decide what they want to do for managed retreat or not. It represents, and I know that your audience has seen this kind of information, it's 2 feet by 2050, and it's 5 feet in average by 2100. What we're not seeing is that kind of rise, substantial rise. So our position at Friends of Goleta Beach is until there actually is factual data that shows the sea level is rising, why do we want to start spending millions and millions and millions of dollars in retreating?
Managed retreat.
Prematurely. Now, it certainly has the opportunity that that might happen, but I'm at a position is let's enjoy the coastline and the public have that opportunity until that happens. And that's where the rocks come in. And the reason why we talked about the rocks just before the break and rock revetment is that we are not seeing natural accretion of the sand, and we believe it's because the kelp beds aren't there anymore. So there's a relationship there that's broken, and that's the reason why we're seeing more damage at Goleta Beach, because that 200-acre plot of kelp is not there anymore. So to us, it's an extension of let's leave the rocks there until we can find if Mother Nature can replant that kelp.
But you know what? We're out of time. Michael Rattray, great job. Thanks for tying that in. I'm going to run really late, but I'm going to read something from a geologist. I'm going to thank you again, Michael Rattray. Come back again, because we got more to say, and I want to keep track of this.
Thanks.
But here's a quote from a geologist. Yes, drought and flood have been well documented in Santa Barbara, although some debate about the 133-degree reading here. We have huge swings in weather historically and prehistorically, so I'm still convinced humans are to... I'm still not convinced humans are to be blamed for everything. Doesn't hurt to practice less pollution where feasible, but when a super volcano erupts and launches literally tons of ash and carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, it makes our CO2 production look wimpy. Oceans have risen 400 feet since the height of the last glacier period, 20,000 years, and yet to 3 inches in the last 25 years in some places. You mentioned 2 inches in 45 years in Santa Barbara. Has us in a panic. To be fair, the documentation shows only 4 inches of rise from the previous 75 years. In the bigger picture, we are just a flash of light in the billions of years of geological timescale, and I'm betting the climate change will continue long after our reign on the planet. Michael Rattray, that's from a geologist, not from you. Thank you very much. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.